Number 2. Church Bench.
I'm Baz Greenaway. I came to Ollerton in the 1940s. And I've lived in the village for a number of years now. I'm nearly 83. We lived in Yorkshire, and when mining company ran out, we came here, because my father were a mining engineer. About 7. Quite like school, but I like being off better. It was when Elaine's school. Yeah, you went tater picking and that. You went from school. Good health and safety then. You sat on the back of a cart and it loads on. You sat on bucket and that were it. No, I didn't go to a secondary school. I went farming. I started at Walesby. But I worked on several farms all over the place. Curtin, Booton, all over the place. Bilsthorpe. I plaid all Bilsthorpe, Inkersle, Gallows Dyke up at Rufford. All them. Brail at Bilsthorpe. Longbelt at Rufford. All lot. It were rigging furrow in them days, but then they went to ploughing round in circles. We used to take cold tea into fields for, you know, keep going. Yeah, we're all right. I used to like ploughing. You're on your own all day and birds are back flocking, you know, as you go through. Yeah, we're good. I liked it. Well, if I got up in the morning and went to help at milking, I'd get up about 5 and go and see old Fred in the morning. And then if it were haymaking time or harvest, you'd be there till 10 at night. Saturdays and Sundays, if they wanted you. 18 or something like that. It's on this street the farm is now. It's just at the top of the street here, on the right-hand side. They had a herd of racers. There used to be a bullpen and a lot. Just a building, just up the road here. If you come from Nottingham, you pass it on the right just as you come into the village. But you see, all that's all built on now, you see, all fields are built on. There used to be plenty of wildlife and that, but better than smelling smoke and chimneys, isn't it? Healthier. Irish used to come and chopping out sugar beet and that, but probably Ukrainian, Odins, and that's about all. I was living with my parents, yeah. Forest Road at Ollerton. I was living there then. They were all right. We were all right. You knew everybody then, because the village weren't so big then, you know. Yeah, we'd go up to welfare. I worked on the new welfare. I was plastering on that one. 63, that's when it was built. I've done everything, you know, plastering and you name it, and I've done it. Grave digging. Sexton, really, that's the proper name for it. But you just bang them out and put them down there. That's once they're down, they stop down. Never go up again. It's 6'6" for 3, 6' for 2, and 4'6" for 1. Nothing to it, really. As long as you're getting big enough for a box to go down. I've been on exhumations when you had to dig them up. You know, did that early in the morning, before anybody's about. Well, I worked on railway as well. I've been on railways. I did a spell on railways. That was a nice job. I was working from Booton, and I used to track walk, you know, sometimes to Marnham, Tuxford, Blidderth, Pitt, Brenneth, you know, plate lane, where you just walk tracks and put sleepers in and walk in track in hot weather so it didn't distort. It was quite a good job, I liked that. I went to Pitt for a time. I worked in fire holes with shovel, chucking coal onto fires, onto steamers, keep so the cage could go up and down. It was quite all right. We're a smelly old place, I weren't really struck on it. Better on the farm, you see. So I left that job. I didn't reckon a lot to Pitt. If you were in building trade, you could work on 4 jobs a day, just went from one to other. You know, and that's how it were. I just moved about because I liked it. I went to Radiant Fuels, Booton, Baglers and Barkers. Worked on them bridges near Retford. Oh, I don't know. I've probably missed some out because I've had that many jobs. I can't think where I've, you know. My last job was, I was working at Tishfield Park on the bowling greens. And then, you know, Plesley, I've used to football pitch there, you know, line it all out and all that. I've done all that. But yeah, we're all right. There's art to everything in life, really. I'd do the same again, you know. I'd do the same again, yes. Yeah, we're quite all right. Yeah, I quite liked it.
I wanted you to listen to Baz because he's had so many jobs and it makes you realise how much you can fit into a life if you really want to. Right, up you get. You need to walk up Wellow Road now, passing the White Hart on your right. And then when you get to the top, you'll come to a main road. Cross over that and turn left. You'll soon come to a path on your right with a sign that says Private Road, which we're going to go down so we can spend time away from the traffic. It's called Middlefield on the map, so it was probably once between two fields. Once you've started walking along there, you can go to the next track.